Chapter 3. Monday. Ethelfled sorts it out. I've got it. I woke up all of a sudden in the middle of the night and it came to me, exclaimed Ethelfled when she saw her friends. She did not even bother to greet them. They were getting out of Samantha's car. What came to you? Samantha had just driven back from Canterbury, where she was studying dentistry, and Natalia was with her. Natalia was taking a degree in modern languages at the university there. The answer. I've worked it out. It's easy. It's logical. And I've been waiting for you two all day. I need your boat.
My what? Samantha frowned.
Your boat. We're going to get the trophy back. I suppose you mean my parents' boat. And I'm going to study. I've got my last exam this Thursday.
That means you've got another 2 days to study.
And do you know how much I've got to revise?
Well, you shouldn't have left it all to the last minute. You have to revise all year round, not just in the last week. Even I know that.
Ethelfled laughed.
It's not my fault, is it?
And you tell me that I'm a bad friend?
Stop moaning and get the boat ready before your mum and dad get back. If they catch you, you'll be grounded for a year, and I'm not taking the blame.
Ethelfled stuck her tongue out at Samantha. The air was still hot, even though it was early evening. As the boat sailed silently along the creek, you could hear the sound of birds in the reeds and the plop of fish jumping out of the water.
If we walk, Scrooge will see us, Ethelfled told them as she explained her theory.
You see? It's simple. The trophy falls into the water, gets swept away in the current, and Scrooge picks it up in his nets.
Scrooge puts nets into the creek? That's illegal, exclaimed Natalia.